Welcome to Scripture, Verse by Verse. My name is Michael Moret, and we continue today with our verse by verse study through the book of Exodus. We are in Exodus chapter 16, verse 1, and this is our 13th study through this second book of the Bible. Father, we ask that you would add your blessings to the word we are about to read. In Jesus' name, amen. Exodus chapter 16, verse 1. And they, that is the Israelites, journeyed from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month, after they departed from the land of Egypt. Israel has been on the trail now for a month. Verse 2, then the whole congregation of the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. You know, the God life was great when he was parting the Red Sea. But now that things are uncomfortable, they will want to bail out on God and go back to their old life. Look at verse 3. And the children of Israel said to them, "Oh, that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the pots of meat, and when we ate bread to the full. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." We, you know what they're saying, we wish God would have killed us like he killed the Egyptians. They say, "We wish we would have died in Egypt, because we're going to die out here." You know, that has always sounded like a tie to me. So, what's the complaint? Better to die a free man than as a slave, I would say. 4. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain quota every day, that I may test them, whether they will walk in my law or not. God will provide food, but his provision will contain a test also. How we handle the things God gives us is a test of our devotion to him." Verse 5, "And it shall be on the sixth day that they shall prepare what they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily." And so on day 6, which according to the Jewish way of thinking is Friday, the Israelites are commanded to get enough food for 2 days, and that is because the seventh day is a day of rest. 6. Then Moses and Aaron said to all the children of Israel, "At evening you shall know that the Lord has brought you out of the land of Egypt, and in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord, for he hears your complaints against the Lord. But what are we that you complain against us?" Also Moses said, "This shall be seen when the Lord gives you meat to eat in the evening, and in the morning bread to the full. For the Lord hears your complaints which you make against him. And what are we? Your complaints are not against us, but against the Lord." Not all negative talk is sin. For example, pointing out moral evil, that is not complaining. However, the Israelites were not pointing out moral evil. They were complaining about Moses and their circumstances. They thought they were. What they did not realize is that they were complaining against God. God is working all things after the counsel of his own will. Therefore, all complaining is in reality against God. 9. Then Moses spoke to Aaron, "Say to all the congregation of the children of Israel, come near before the Lord, for he has heard your complaints. Israel, you are complaining against God. Israel, God has heard your complaints. And Israel, God is about to pay you a visit." Israel ought to be real afraid right about now, I would say. 10. Now it came to pass, as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in a cloud. They actually did not have time to get afraid. Before Aaron finished speaking, God arrived. 11. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, I have heard the complaints of the children of Israel. Speak to them, saying, at twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God. God did not like their complaints, but because he is so kind, he did not resent them for it. He responded to their sin by being nice. God promises to take care of their physical needs. How gracious is God! 13. So it was that quails came up at evening and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay all around the camp. God provided quail and also made them tame enough to be caught. 14. And when the layer of dew lifted, there on the surface of the wilderness was a small round substance as fine as frost on the ground. It is neat how God did this. Check out Numbers chapter 11, verse 9, if you would like, and you will see that God placed a layer of dew on the ground, then manna, then more dew. That was God's way of keeping it clean for his people. 15. So when the children of Israel saw it, they said to one another, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, "This is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat." What a strange thing this manna was. It wasn't made from ingredients on earth. It was made by God from nothing, and yet it provided all the nourishment that they needed. 16. This is the thing which the Lord has commanded. Let every man gather it according to each one's need, one omer for each person, according to the number of persons. Let every man take for those who are in his tent. Each day, God would provide them enough for that day. By this, God is training them to pray a very important prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. 17. Then the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more and some less. So when they measured it by omers, he who gathered much had nothing left over, and he who gathered little had no lack. Every man had gathered according to each one's need. People who gathered more than they needed gave their extra to those who did not gather what they needed. And it all just worked out perfect. Verse 19. And Moses said, "Let no one leave any of it till morning." Notwithstanding, they did not heed Moses. But some of them left part of it until morning, and it bred worms and stank, and Moses was very angry with them. They disobeyed. They gathered more than they needed, and it backfired on them. Verse 21. So they gathered it every morning, and every man according to his need. And when the sun became hot, it melted. Notice verse 22. And so it was on the sixth day that they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for each one. And all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. Then he said to them, "This is what the Lord has said. Tomorrow is a Sabbath rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. Bake what you will bake today, and boil what you will boil, and lay up for yourselves all that remains to be kept until morning." So they laid it up till morning, as Moses commanded. And here's the amazing thing. It did not stink, nor were there any worms in it. See, if anybody had any doubts about this being supernatural food from God, well, they should know now. For 6 days, this manna had a shelf life of 1 day, but the stuff they collected on day 6 lasted 2 days. See, because it was from God, it lasted for as long as the people needed it to last. I love the principle. God gives us what we need, when we need it, for as long as we need it. 25. Then Moses said, "Eat that today, For today is a Sabbath to the Lord. Today you will not find it in the field. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, the Sabbath, there will be none. This command is clear enough for a child to understand, isn't it? Gather twice as much on Friday, because God will not send any on Saturday. Verse 27. Now it happened that some of the people went out on the seventh day to gather, but they found none. Some did not gather twice as much on Friday, so now it is Saturday, and they don't have anything to eat. They disobeyed, they are hungry, and it's too late to do anything about it. 28. And the Lord said to Moses, "How long do you refuse to keep my commandments and my laws?" You know, God is not a divine robot barking out commands and feeling nothing when they are disregarded. This was a test to see if they would trust and obey God, the God who had shown His love for them in so many ways in the past. And they did not trust God, they did not obey God, and He is not pleased at all. 29. See, for the Lord has given you the Sabbath, therefore He gives you on the sixth day bread for 2 days. Let every man remain in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. And there would be no need to go out, no need to look for food on day seven. And it would be a big waste of time anyway. That's because God gave them enough for 2 days on day six and isn't given any on day seven. Verse 30. So the people rested on the seventh day. It looks like they learned their lesson. Takes some people longer than others to learn that disobeying God is a waste of time. Verse 31. And the house of Israel called its name manna, and it was like white coriander seed, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. Whatever it was, it is clear that the Israelites had never seen it before. It was created by God to meet the special needs of His people at that particular time. And that's it. 32. Then Moses said, "This is the thing which the Lord has commanded. Fill an omer with it to be kept for your generations, that they may see the bread with which I fed you in the wilderness when I brought you out of the land of Egypt." And so the Israelites are told to store up 1 day's supply of manna. It was not for eating, but for looking. Future generations will have visual evidence to back up the story of God providing them food in the wilderness. 33. And Moses said to Aaron, "Take a pot and put a omer of manna in it, and lay it up before the Lord to be kept for your generations. As the Lord commanded Moses, so Aaron laid it up before the testimony to be kept." And a little later on, God will give instructions for the Holy Tabernacle, and that tabernacle will include the Ark of the Covenant, which is God's, which is actually a golden box, God's throne here on earth. And that is where He wants that manna to be stored. It will be kept in the tabernacle before the Lord God. Verse 35. And the children of Israel ate manna 40 years, until they came to an inhabited land. They ate manna until they came to the border of the land of Canaan. Now an omer is 1/10 of an ephah. And so the Israelites ate this miraculous food for 40 years. They had it until they no longer needed it. When they got to their land, the manna stopped, because they were able to harvest the crops from the land again. I'll leave you with this today. God gives us what we need, when we need it, for as long as we need it. God also supplies our needs in different ways at different times in our lives. We'll pick up our study in chapter 17 next time. Until then, so long, everyone.